I watched the whole first season of Westworld on recommendation, and it was, I did not think it was good.
I thought the first season was interesting, but at the end, I thought that the reveal was bad, really bad. I was like, I don't know that I like that reveal. And then in the second season, I just quit. Fourth episode in, I'm good. Although I really want to go back because that guy, I really like that guy in Breaking Bad who's in it, I guess, in the third season.
What guy's in the...
Jesse. Aaron, Jesse Pinkman.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I might suffer through eventually. I don't have HBO anymore. So I canceled HBO after Game of Thrones was over.
Gotcha.
And I don't have HBO anymore. But there's supposed to be some really good stuff in HBO that I want to see. I just haven't seen it. So
The Boys.
Yeah. I love The Boys. I enjoyed the shit out of that. The first two seasons of that are just fucking awesome. So good.
There's this show I've been watching, which is called Search Party, which has been out for like 4 years. Michael Showalter, like the guy from Wet a Hot American Summer, did it. But it's like a dark comedy.
I like dark comedies. Wait, where is this at?
It's on HBO, I think. I'm pretty sure.
What the fuck was it called?
It's called Search Party. I only just learned about it, but it's been four seasons of it. It's like... I don't know. I really fucking like it. And it's hilarious and like dark and like it's great. I don't know. Chernobyl is really good too. Yeah.
Chernobyl was awesome. Was excellent.
I didn't get that because it came out just after Game of Thrones. And so I canceled myself. There's a bunch of stuff in the queue for when I finally re up my HBO subscription and just do it and just watch a bunch of stuff.
HBO for me is worth it just for Last Week Tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would pay the $15 a month. Or whatever it is for Last Week Tonight. Last Week Tonight is it's every episode is a great episode of that show. It's just that good. It's that good.
You know what turned out really good? Really, I love this image. This four.
What
wolves.
Is this wolf's image?
It's four wolves.
I should be wearing four my wolves. Wolf shirt.
You should.
Ugh.
You know what is really really was really good at least for the first two seasons was Fargo. I don't know
See,
if you saw that.
I would like to watch Fargo. That is on my list. I would like to. I've heard it's really good.
Two seasons of it were so good. The third season is kind of meh. The fourth season, you're in it to win it at that point, but it's a different cast each season. So it's a different, it's like that American Horror Story where it's kind of the same idea, but it's a whole brand new cast every time. So every time they start the show, it's a whole brand. Every season's a brand new. I thought season two was great. I enjoyed season two. I thought season one was great. Season three is, but that girl from that beauty pageant movie. What's that beauty pageant movie you like? The one with the beauty pageant.
Oh,
pageants.
Drop Dead Gorgeous.
The girl, the main character, Kirsten Dunst is her name.
Yeah.
Is that her name?
Yeah,
she's
Kirsten
in
Dunst.
The third season. And there's. Also, the guy, Obi-Wan Kenobi, is in the third season, too. So, like, they get really high-level actors.
Okay.
We were just talking about The Expanse. I tried to watch it, and I can't get into it. I can't watch. That's how this conversation started. I've watched the first four episodes, and everybody says The Expanse is amazing, and I keep falling into a brick wall when I watch it. 27 thumbs up. Come on, guys. We need more thumbs up than that.
Yeah, Jed, Drop Dead Gorgeous is great. Drop Dead Gorgeous is my favorite movie. That movie is, it's so mean. It's the meanest. Every line, every person, it's just delightfully mean.
It is super mean. It is super mean.
So mean. I'm having a hard time finding anything to get into, man. Like, it's been a struggle to find something. We've been watching... like old British television. I can't follow it sometimes.
Yeah.
We're watching this like Midsummer Murders show, and every episode, there's 1,000 seasons of it or something. It's only like 6 episodes. Every episode's an hour and a half long. So every episode is an actual like feature length movie long. And every episode, there's like the detective or whatever. And then every other character is brand new. Every other character. So it's like if you look away from the screen, for a little while, you have no idea what's going on. You have no idea who the characters are. I've never felt dumber in my entire life.
What is it again? What's it?
Midsummer Murders. It's really good, actually. But like, you have to pay attention to it, or you're like, wait, who the fuck is that? Because you've never seen him before.
British show I watched a while back, and I can't remember what it was, but it was a show about World War II, and there was a Columbo-like detective guy who was solving murders during World War II. I can't remember the fucking name of it, though. It was really good. It was a British show, but I can't remember the fucking name of it. I'm terrible with names. I'm terrible with people. I'm terrible with everything. I'm terrible. I'm just terrible. We watched several. I remember it was like a lot of, and they're all 2 hours long. They're big, long 2 hour episodes, and they have a ton of people, and it's all Doyle's War. Thank you. That's what it's called.
Go.
Doyle's War.
But
I watched the shit out of that. And I enjoyed the hell out of it. It was very good. Foyle's War. Not Doyle's. You're right.
Foyle's War. Whatever.
Foyle's War, Doyle's War, O'Doul's War. I don't know. Whatever. It was good, though.
War.
It was very good. It was enjoyable. But it is one of those shows where it's a brand new cast, pretty much, except for a couple of guys. And then you got to kind of follow it along and stuff. But it was really good. A very interesting show. Very good. But the guy was so Columbo, too. He's super polite, though. So, because he's super British. So he's super polite the whole time.
I love watching this.
Pardon
British
me,
cop
man.
Show.
Just like, one more question, yeah, right, man. Yeah. One more question.
They never, like, it's so funny to watch a British cop drama, though, even though it's like it's a little Murder, She Wrote-y, like it's a little like the violence is sort of downplayed. You know, it's not, this is pretty tame stuff. Nonetheless, you watch like American cop shows and they're like, they get people and they intimidate them and they get up in their faces. And at some point there's like a high speed chase every time and somebody like fights somebody and then they like throw them in a room. This is just like good, solid police work solves the case.
Solid, you know, work.
It's like somebody's just like the cop is just smarter than everybody else.
My
so
favorite.
He's like, it's very Sherlock Holmesy. He's like,
yeah, yeah.
So I noticed the glove you're wearing is lambskin.
Yeah.
But you're allergic to lambskin. So really, your hand was grafted. You know, and you're just like, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite, though, is the American cop dramas when the cop will say something. The cop is saying something about, you know, that you know that they wouldn't say where they say, oh, yeah, you know, you can't, we got to protect these people. You can't hit that guy or something. You're thinking like they beat the shit out of people all the time. I love it when they go back and there's the one cop who's fighting the system. You know, it's just like, that guy doesn't exist, man. What are you talking about? I believe in Marvel more than I believe in the cop that's fighting the system. Get the fuck out of here. What are you talking about?
Real quick, I love this comment. This comment, Midsummer Murders is full of sex-crazed druids killed with swords. That is the truest thing. And like,
yeah,
we created our own bingo for, because it's like, I bet someone's gonna have sex outside. Somebody will have like somebody get killed with an unlikely weapon. Like somebody, it'd be like in your sport where like people are fencing and someone like takes the fucking protective tip off. And that's how they kill the guy. It's like, oh, I got stabbed, you know?
Because
there's no, like, nobody gets shot. Like, nobody gets...
there's no guns.
It's the country in Britain. So, like, you know, like a
you
rock
have to, like,
fell
sick
on
your hounds on him or
yeah.
whatever. They
right.
have to figure some way to kill him.
It's like Clue meets Murder, She Wrote. It's kind of love it.
All right, let's put this one up on the screen. I want to play this guy first before we get started. This is Hate Pastor. If you believe the Bible, then you reject the Biden presidency. It's a short clip, but I wanted to play it. So let me stop it.
I love how excited he is.
I do too. I got to get him nice and big here. Let's get him big. Here we go.
I'm so fired up I could rip his pulpit in half right now. Praise God.
$100 says you can't rip.
But he can't throw a football over those mountains, Tom.
Right.
I guarantee he can throw a football over those mountains.
I'm so fired up. Oh, I'm so fired up, I can rip this pulpit in half.
Ian, you have to get this clip, man.
I'm so fired up, I can rip his pulpit in half right now, praise God.
Look at him. Look at him strut.
Praise God.
Do you see him? He looks like he's stomping on grapes for wine.
Right?
Hold on a second.
He's got...
I'm so fired up, I can rip his pulpit in half right now, praise God.
He's one of those guys that can't put his arms down at the gym.
Yeah, he's got FLS. Fake lat syndrome. It's
fake
terrible.
Fake lat syndrome.
Fake lat syndrome. It's, FLS.
That takes,
That
lifts so many arms each year, Tom. It lifts so many arms.
It affects 100% of Gold's Gym members.
We need a sad song so we can talk about how bad it is. Oh, God. This guy is hilarious. Oh, man. I love this.
He looks like he's going to fight the pulpit.
He does. I
chest bump it.
I also like that the pulpit is just random branches.
Yeah, I know. It's just driftwood.
Yeah, it wouldn't be hard to break dry rotted wood apart. It seems like that would be simple.
It's driftwood with a fucking breakfast tray glued to the top of it. That's all this is.
You got the wrong one if you think I'm going to get up and say, well, ladies and gentlemen, there was a time that I believed the Bible was the word of God, but no longer. The Bible is
because when you say that, you mince. You have to mince your way across the stage.
You also have to be British, I guess, too.
All of it's, yeah. All
it's a really bad British. It's a southern British accent. Listen to it.
There was a time that I believed the Bible was the word of God, but no longer.
No longer. Yeah.
The Bible
what
is just
been
not
happening?
I don't
know,
man.
This guy in a span of 10 seconds went from, like, wanting to fist fight a stick to mincing across the stage like a...
productive these days. After all, Joe Biden is the president. No, he's not.
Oh, did you hear? He like, hold on a second,
Southern.
Guys. He went. He's changing accents faster than Eli. Listen to this.
After all, Joe Biden is the president. No, he's.
After right, all, Joe Biden is the president.
Oh, from Super Chat, pastor plus coke equals what the fuck is this crap?
He feels like he's on coke, man. This dude is all over the map.
President, no, he's not. If you believe the Bible, you believe that too, amen.
Wait, if you believe the Bible...
I'm so fired up, I can rip his pull.
If you believe the Bible, you believe that too, amen. What is he even told? Use your words, dude. I don't know what you're referring to. He just
doesn't know whether
put it half right now, praise God.
Fight or
is
fuck
the president,
this
no, he's not. If you believe the Bible, you believe that too, amen.
You believe he's the president or he's not
you
the president?
It's not clear.
I don't understand what's happening. Anyway, no, that's...
the crowd is fucking fired up, though.
My favorite part is just him walking, pacing back and forth with a bad accent that he can't keep up for more than two sentences.
He's probably mad because he saw himself in the mirror and saw that fucking shirt and tie combo. What the fuck is going on there?
That is a peach shirt. Is that a peach shirt? Is that what we're looking at?
It's a peach shirt with a navy blue suit, and I don't know what's happening with that tie. It's kind of got a 1994 throwback kind of feel to it.
It does.
It's not in a positive
Hold on.
Way.
Tom, I
got to
pay
your
parking.
Yeah, this is
very important. Very important,
viewing.
Guys.
It is important. Otherwise, we got to spend all our fucking Patreon money fucking paying my parking. I will say that the fucking Rona has probably saved us $200-$300 in parking tickets.
Oh, look, we're back in Australia.
Are we?
Hey.
Oh, wow. Well, we had to call the Prime Minister down there, and he put us through because we said we weren't news.
Yeah. We called the Prime Minister, and I don't know, he was busy like covering up a rape or something.
Oh,
so he just
maybe.
Yeah. Whatever's going on.
That's horrible. They said there was four or something. Someone commented on our. So I don't know if you saw, but there was a Patreon post where I said, oh my gosh, I can't believe that they were covering stuff up like that, covering up sexual assault. And they said it wasn't just once, like it happened a bunch.
That's
it's not
crazy.
Just it's like a one-off thing. I guess
in
it happened
parliament
a
building.
Yeah, I guess it happened a bunch. Super crazy.
What in the world is happening down there?
Four. There's somebody saying four. Big Black Cockatoo.
God, Jesus,
it's a great name by the
that's
way. Big
great.
Black Cockatoo. It's very
that's
good.
That's awesome.
Love it. Yeah, man, it's fucking crazy down there.
All right, Cecil. Real quick, we're gonna do this Rick Wiles. I felt so weirdly conflicted.
I know, dude.
Listening to this Rick Wiles.
I know.
I don't know what to think about
this.
This
is so weird. That's why I picked it, because it's one of those self-aware wolf moments where you just like...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, do you hear you? Because I hear you.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. So, anyway, this is Rick Wiles. He's floats the 2024 presidential campaign. Okay, Tom. Plus or minus on Kanye. Plus or minus on Kanye. Does he get more or less than Kanye?
Rick Wiles?
Yeah. Less by a lot.
It's less by a lot. Kanye, first of all, still has City Lights going for him. So they're, you know, and the birthday party is fucking money. So.
Yeah, birthday
party
is pretty
sweet. Birthday party is just. Yeah, there's no way Rick Wiles is going to brand. He's not wily enough, actually.
No.
Yeah, he doesn't.
The Wiley party? Wile E. Coyote Party, or it could be the Acme Party. You know,
oh, there you go.
Wile E. Coyote Party.
There you go.
Stuff.
I like that.
All right, so here we go. This is Rick Wiles doing his thing. Great goatee there, I think. We're looking at a pretty good.
No.
Okay. No, okay.
No.
All right, here we go.
No. Literally terrible.
Lemon Party.
Wait, pause it real quick. What's going on with watermelons, Ian? Ian, there. Here's a comment. Ian, can you imagine the berating you would have gotten if the watermelon incident had happened with Tom and Cecil?
Wait, what's
I've
going on?
I've seen a couple of watermelon, like, emotes or whatever. What's going on with watermelon?
I don't know. They're all on crack. Who knows these?
What's going on, chat? Chat, tell us really quick.
No, someone's
going
to tell
us. Really
nobody
quick,
knows.
Someone's going to tell us about a watermelon.
They're all on
drugs. Did you
fuck
a watermelon again?
No. They're druggies.
What happened, Ian?
What happened with the watermelon?
Nothing.
Come on,
happened.
Up,
Ian. Nothing happened.
Fess up, Ian.
Right, we're just, you know, Cecil.
Somebody pressed a button. It doesn't matter. What is the press the play? Hey, look at
Cecil,
that story.
Dead silence until he tells us. That's it. Just hostage by silence.
That's what we do.
I can play that game.
Ian's like, I don't give a shit about your content.
Like, Ian's fucking gonna eat. I don't give a Ian's fuck. Gonna eat.
What the fuck are you eating now? Watermelon?
That's very funny.
Did you fuck it first?
Chips and, oh my god.
All right. Well, chips then the story awful. Is Ian fucked a watermelon. Right, until he corrects us.
Whatever.
I'm fine right. with it.
I fucked it first. All right, let's do this.
In America, put together a political movement to do two main things.
Okay. The two main things are, before I watch this video, here's what I thought they were, Tom.
Yeah.
Stop abortion and keep your guns. That's what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I
100% thought it was going to be that.
Did he just say that he put together a political movement?
I don't think he's, I think he's saying we should. It's like one of those
okay.
like.
Okay.
Put together a political movement.
Yeah, because he just starts with put. So okay. he's basically imploring people to make a thing.
Right. Okay.
Two main right. things.
Two main things.
Break up the power of the tech companies.
Okay.
I mean, that's bust them up.
Okay.
Don't
he says
just...
from his live stream home studio. Where do you think this comes from, Rick? How do you think any of this works?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right.
Well, yes. You know what I don't like? Hang on. Let me adjust my microphone. Am I on camera? All right. Stream it out. Technology, guys. Big tech.
I love that that's where he starts, but it gets weirder.
Twat burger.
Slap their fingers. Bust them up. Break them up.
Like in the monopolies of the early 1900s.
I mean, crush the tech companies. Break them up.
Yeah.
And
then I won't have anywhere to stream my
then
show. And then I'll show me them.
What we should do is democratize stuff and let everybody have it and then close it down as quickly as possible.
You know what I believe in, Cecil? Unfettered free market capitalism that I like, but not the ones I don't like. I'm confused about what I like again.
Hey,
I don't remember which ones
put this
like.
Message from James on. Something about SGU.
No, unfortunately,
put that up.
Okay. No.
Put that up real quick. Everybody in Facebook, copy James's thing and put it, paste it in there so we could see
not
what happened.
What happened? There's a different Ian.
Is there a different Ian?
Yeah, he's different. He's an asshole.
Okay.
Ruined.
What did he do?
He
yeah, tell us
made...
about this other Ian.
Now? I was going to wait for the cold outro of the stream. What? You know what?
Let's wait.
Everyone stick
Let's
around.
Wait. We'll wait. We'll All wait. Right. That All way right. they'll stick That's around fine. For it. They'll All stick right. around for it. You got to tell us what All other right. what bad Ian did. Yeah.
To outlaw being billionaires.
Okay. All right. All right. I'm in.
And suddenly I feel
I'm
a
in.
Kinship with Rick I'm Wiles
in.
For a
what
minute.
What was that super chat we missed? What was that super chat, Ian?
Never mention the
Never
watermelon.
Mention the watermelon. Suddenly I'm in. I'm in with Rick Wiles.
What is happening right now?
What on earth is happening?
Rick Wiles wants to, like, okay.
He wants to defund the billionaires.
Cecil, I have legitimate problems with big tech. Rick Wiles has different, but problems
yeah,
with big
also
tech.
Also problems, like, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it could be an enemy of my enemy moment, you know?
Right, yeah.
Billionaires? It's probably my enemy of my enemy moment. I'm still cool. I'm still down.
I feel like I'm going to vote for Rick Wilde and then, like, cry in the shower.
Yeah, I'm still okay.
We've reached a point. I mean, I'm a free enterprise person.
Well.
And I have no ill will towards anybody in their financial success.
Teresa says, Comrade Rick. I know, right? He sounds like he's really...
What's happened to you there, buddy? I like that he has to say, I'm a free enterprise guy, and I want people to have lots of money, but I don't believe in this specific free enterprise because it didn't get me what I wanted.
No, what he doesn't like is some people. What he doesn't want is Jewish. That's exactly it. Rick Wells doesn't want Jewish billionaires. He doesn't want people that disagree with his politics to be billionaires. That's it.
Right. Well, the reason guys like this want to break up big tech is because big tech shut down Trump.
Yeah. Right.
That's why they're like, well, I didn't win. So
I didn't
now
get the one
game
thing I
change.
Wanted. Yeah. Exactly. I got the one thing.
I want to be a zillionaire. A quazillionaire. I don't care.
Wait, hold on. All can you be a quazillionaire, Tom?
That
sounds like a lot.
I'm gonna look up a quazillion.
Quazillionaire.
Well, that's gotta be the Q. Quazillion. Oh. Quazillion. Quazillion.
It's there.
All right. Oh, a quintillion.
No. That's different.
Yeah, no, I need quazillion.
No, I don't
quazillion
think
quazillion is
not
working.
No.
No.
Google is a Googleplex is a number, right? Isn't that a number?
And you could have you can have a quadrillion, but
a quasi millionaire.
Hey, that's me.
That's
me.
Quasi millionaire. Yeah.
You want to go buy a planet? Go buy a planet. I don't care.
Can you buy a planet though?
Well, I mean, Jeff Bezos is trying.
So is Elon Musk, right?
Right?
I wonder if you could just say to them, I already own Europa. Fuck you. It's mine.
Yeah, right. It's mine. Like, I got it.
Can you say it without touching it first? Or is it like a jawbreaker? You have to lick it in order for it to be yours. Is there a way to just claim a planet? Can't I just say all the moon is mine? Stop me. I dare you.
Well, like, I think Elon Musk is just going to like shoot a Dibsies rocket at things that he wants. Just
totally
I landed
fucking,
the Dibsies.
Totally. I mean, it's not really off topic, but it's kind of off topic. You watched that fucking video of that rover landing, right?
Holy shit. It's awesome.
Fucking amazing, dude. Unbelievable.
How fucking cool is that? Seriously, how fucking cool is
that? The video of it landing is so fucking amazing. It's so cool. And you know, when it was landing, they had a simulation. I watched the landing actually happen, and they had a simulation. But then there was an actual video of it, and it was crazy. It looked amazing. Genuinely amazing to land another thing on another planet and see a fucking color video of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, the high-resolution video and sound, you can hear. I mean, like, it doesn't sound like any, but you can hear Mars.
You can hear the wind or whatever.
Yeah.
There's a moment where you can hear the pop filter moving or something. Yeah. You know, there's a.
What pop filter?
The diaphragm or whatever it is and the mic.
200 million miles away, we can look at it and hear it.
Because I thought I heard wind at one point. That's all it sounded like to me was wind. But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Am I wrong, Ian?
No.
Do you know what's on
and
there?
The whizzing of the actual robot you can hear, or like
rover.
But they did one where they took him out or her out or it out or whatever. Yeah.
But it's
they took the thing
they didn't
out
put like a dead cat on the mic, so it was like all popping the mic.
That's what I thought too. Yeah, there's like
that shit out.
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt
space.
Too.
Still, that's just cool. Ridiculous.
Yeah, but it was awesome. It's really neat. The video is amazing. The live stream of it happening, and there's other people watching, and you could just see like tears running down people because it's like how much of your life to get that thing there. It's years in the making for that to happen. It was really cool.
It really is.
I'm glad they shot that in a studio somewhere. You know, I'm really happy.
I didn't think Stanley Kubrick was still making movies. That's amazing. Well done. And the Oscar goes to.
But when you use your money and power to change
to make me mad, upset me.
Now, when the Koch brothers used their money and power,
totally fine,
I was all
Tom.
About it because
Tom, that's fine. That's how this works.
Yeah,
that's how this works.
I don't care. But when you use your money and power to change my life, to take away my rights, to try to force things on me that I object to.
I love the rights is the thing that they're mad about. They're mad that they can't tweet. And and I think in Rick Wiles' case, he's mad that he can't post things because I don't think he has a YouTube page.
Oh, no?
He's not allowed to have.
Did he get kicked off of stuff?
He might have got kicked off
for being a fucking anti-Semite?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, well, you know, once you get big enough and you're an anti-Semite, they normally take care of you and get rid of you.
Right.
So you don't even have to be that big, to be honest, to get kicked off, though, some of these places. You say the wrong thing, and they could just fucking take
you
off.
They just fucking boot you. Yeah, they should fucking boot you. Like, we should not have spaces where anti-Semites feel so comfortable. Like,
they should be able to go to fucking BitChute or whatever.
Yeah, right.
You know?
That I find morally repulsive. When you try to restrict my free speech, when you try to promote population control, you want to pump vaccines into my body.
Wait.
When you want to change society, you know what? You're my enemy. Mm. You're my enemy. And
population
the only way you're
control?
Able to...
I don't know.
Oh, is that abortion? Is that a dog whistle to abortion? Is that what that is?
Oh, yeah. You know, I
think that's a
ye
oldie dog whistle to abortion.
Yeah, I think
you're
right. It
took me a hot second.
Yeah, I think you're right. I missed it too. Because it's one of those old arguments where when somebody says it, you think you're like that guy in the Empire Strikes Back. It's an old code, but it still checks out, sir. You're like that. Oh, yeah, you're right. It is one of those, isn't it? Yeah.
I am really gratified, though, to hear that he's anti-vax. Like, I love... you know what? He's not a young man.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah.
Go ahead and get
you're
the
fucking signing your
own
waiver.
You stupid asshole.
You're signing your own waiver, buddy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's at some point the Rona's going to weed some fucking people out. Like, once the vaccine comes out and decent people are able to just get it because they want it,
yep.
then these fucking numbskulls can just weed themselves right out of the fucking gene pool.
Yep. What does it say, Tom?
Guy in 36 claims space and people bought planets.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody wants to pump Rick's body.
That is true.
That is very true.
Do it is because you're a billionaire. So then we need to take away your billions.
Okay, I'm down.
Bill Gates, if he was working a job, 7 to 5, if he was going to work, like everybody,
seven to five.
That's a long day.
Jeez, dude.
7 to 5 is a long day.
Putting in some fucking 10 hours overtime a week.
Good for you.
Jeez, he's got to get paid that fucking billionaire overtime.
Maybe it's one of those progressive 4 days on, 3 days off policies.
Oh, there you go. I'm sure that's what he's referring to.
Sure, that's what he's referring to.
Else, Bill Gates wouldn't be doing this stuff, would he?
No.
Yeah, but Bill Gates went his fucking dick off and made billions. That's what happened, though. It's not like Bill Gates, like, woke up rich. Bill Gates is not, you call it what it is, Bill Gates is fucking brilliant and he was not lazy.
Yeah,
like that and fucking guy was not lazy,
and he somehow got Windows on everybody's computer and figured out a way to do that. So
right,
yeah, and
like you can like it or fucking lump it, but still you can't be like
you
can
like it but he still made the money. Yeah,
right. Yeah, sure. Oh, Bill Gates didn't work for it, get the fuck out of here. Like that's nonsense.
Where are they at? Like the fucking Ramada? What is happening here? Like, what's he has like a fucking table skirt on. There's just we rented a room at the Ramada.
The buffet lunch is at 12:30, guys. Yeah. So
I'm not an actual radio host, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. So
doing this stuff because he's a billionaire.
Super Chat, Cecil. I got vaccinated yesterday. I'm so psyched. Now I just need to call Microsoft tech support so I can activate my microchip.
No, you could do that with an app, dude. It's no problem. You could just do that with an app. You just download it, and then you rub your phone on your body, and it just fucking activates you.
You don't even have to do that even, Cecil, because if you wait long enough, Microsoft tech support will call you from Bangalore and do it for you. And no problem.
They'll call you about your car's extended warranty.
I finally got one of those calls the other day for pretending to be Microsoft tech support, and I tried to
play
along. Yeah, I've never had one before. I tried, but they caught on too quick and hung up.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
I know.
I've gotten a bunch where I'll get a phone call, and the phone call will say, "Hello, this is Visa or MasterCard."
Yeah.
I get those all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Visa or MasterCard? You
this
have low rates. No,
company.
I don't actually. No. Yeah. No.
Yeah, press 1 to lower your interest rates.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
No.
Take his billions away.
Okay.
Take it away.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the precedent. Republicans want to set with billionaires.
There needs to be a populist movement in this country. Let's break up the tech companies. Let's take the billions. Give the billion. Give their. I want to take Bill Gates's billions and give it to the poor.
Well, okay, pause real quick. What the fuck? What is even happening right now? Rick Wiles is fucking Robin Hood all of a sudden.
Yeah.
But well, also Bill Gates's current money. He's not a. It's just money he already made. That's it's not money. He's, you know what I mean? He's already made that money. That money's already done. He's now on to other things. It's not, he's not big tech anymore. Bill Gates is no longer big tech.
Right.
That's not his thing every day. He's now big philanthropy, to be very honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes like a lot he's of money not in that charge too. Of Windows anymore. Yeah, so how would you take his money? You're taking money just from a private citizen who's not even involved in that company anymore. Give me all your money. Well, I was already giving all my money to the poor. I'm a philanthropist. I was already on that shit.
Actually, it's you said Robin Hood. I don't know. Look at his neck. It's more like Blobin Hood, I'm thinking. Uncircumcised hood.
He does have an uncircumcised looking neck. Look at that thing.
He does.
He's got a fucking smegma neck.
He's got to be real careful cleaning it out when he's in the shower.
Right? Gotta clean he's got to like retract carefully. It back. And,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So when he pulls it down and then shaves and then it just pops right back up where it belongs.
I want to give it to the poor.
Okay, I agree.
I want to strip them. Completely strip them and give it to the poor.
All right, now that's a separate thing. If you want to strip Bill Gates, that's a separate thing. And you're going to have to be the one paying him for that privilege.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to pay a bill on his OnlyFans. That's how it works.
Zuckerberg's money. I want to give it to the poor.
Zuckerberg sounds good, too. Let's do it.
I don't want to give it to the government.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Tax them and the government get it. No, give
yeah,
it
then they just start a war. I'm with you. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. They'll just fucking waste it on a war. Give it to some other billionaire. Like, I don't want that to happen.
How is he just going to, we're just going to like show up at his door like he's got like a safe full of cash and start handing it out like fucking Scrooge when he fucking has the fucking last ghost just hurling.
Yeah, exactly.
Billions
throwing,
of dollars.
Throwing gooses at people out on the streets.
What are you talking about? Super chat hot. Tom expects Rick to know things.
Yeah,
now.
It's fair.
Know,
that's fair.
I know.
Let's take their money and give it to the poor.
Okay.
Let's bust up their corporations.
Sounds great.
This country would change overnight.
It would. Let's
I
do
might
it.
Run in 2024.
I don't know if I'd vote
run
for
on
you.
Their platform.
I don't know if I'd vote for you.
Take the money from the rich.
I thought he was going into hiding.
Platform in
2020. He said he was going
into
hiding.
He's going into hiding.
He's reneging on his deal, Tom. He had a deal with us. He said he was leaving. He said he was done.
How is he in hiding? He's at the fucking Super 8 banquet hall.
Yeah. It's a place where they have table skirts. Like, come on. It's easy to find.
2024.
It's a giving hood.
Yes.
A giving hood, Tom.
I'm going to bust up the tech companies. I'm going to take the money from the billionaires and give it to the poor.
You will not do that.
I might run in 2024 with that platform.
You should do it.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Let's see how many votes you get.
Nobody. You 100% are not running. For that guy could run anywhere.
It's very true.
Are you kidding me?
Very true.
Yeah, someone in the chat, he'll give it to the church so they can give it to the poor. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, oh, I'm sure. Yeah, that's a great pipeline. Yeah. All right, we got another one. Let me see if it comes up. Is it going to come up if I change? I changed it. Does it work here? Oh, I'm in the wrong one. Sorry. There we go. I have to go into the one with the little blue thing on the top. So this one's really good because this guy's becoming our favorite, Tom. The guy who looks like the goon guy.
God. Super chat, yeah, but Tom also doesn't know how pockets work. I do know how pockets work.
This guy's made a lot of appearances on our show. He gets really, really strange people to come join him so he could be monotone and they can be strange.
He looks exactly like those goons from Popeye, man. He
totally does, 100%.
I want to fucking eat a can of spinach and beat him up. So bad. So bad.
The
I
whole time.
Squeeze a can of spinach so it like splurches out. And be like,
the whole time you're laying in elbows in the top position. I am what I am. I am what I am. It's amazing. Okay, this is Nathan French prophesizes that God will wipe out social media companies for banning Trump. So this guy, this guy he's talking to, his name's Steve Schultz, and he has that Elijah list. Remember, we looked this up a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
His weird church newsletter website.
Designed in like 1994.
Exactly.
It was originally found on a web crawler search. It asked Jeeves to get to it.
This is from Super Chat. He couldn't bust up a LAN party, much less Microsoft. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. All right. So this guy is, when he's big like that, it's so
looking
weird.
At him is God,
okay. You know what he looks like? He looks like how we make fun of Ted Cruz. He looks like that voice. Doesn't he look like he would have that?
Yeah. He does.
How's it going, guest? That's what he looks like he's saying. Yeah.
Where are his features? Why doesn't he have features? People have features. Wait, there's no eyebrows.
There's no features. It's like someone took a eraser and just rubbed off all his features.
It's like I am Cecil. I can't draw to save my life. When I draw, sure. I draw the outline of things, and then whatever I can remember is generally inside the outline. He looks like that.
He does. He genuinely does.
Like it looks like nobody learned how to shade when they made him at all. There's no texture to him. He's all the same exact color.
He looks like he's 8-bit. He looks like something that somebody made on a old timey Nintendo or something. All right, here we go.
All right.
This guy is awesome. Hard hitting, this guy.
The Lord said this morning he told me it's unwise to pick a fight with a reigning champion. And God said to me, he said, Nathan, I'm gonna overturn and I'm gonna reinstate Trump. And so I realized that not only has God chosen President Trump and Melania, but when you mess with God's plan.
Wait, whoa. If he's God, how, I mean, he's supposed to be omnipotent, right?
Yeah.
How the fuck do you fuck with his plan? How do you do that?
Well, he was napping, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
So that, he was napping. And then, you know, he thought everything was going to go okay. He thought he kind of set it up. And then, you know, the kids found the snacks while he was napping. That's pretty much what happened. Now he's got to go out and buy new snacks and punish them. Hey, it makes no sense at all.
Yeah.
I love, too, that he just casually is like, all right, so God this morning, so we were having breakfast.
Yeah.
Chit-chatting with the invisible, omniscient creator of all things. And anyway, he said, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, don't get fooled again, I think. I don't remember.
Don't get fooled again. Ah! Put your glasses on. Seriously, what the fuck are you talking about? God, okay, so you messed with God's plan.
Yeah.
And you somehow thwarted God's plan.
Yes.
But God, who is both omnipotent and omniscient, who clearly didn't see this coming, nor was had powerful enough to stop it, is
but he's powerful
now
enough
mad.
To fix it.
Now, yeah. Tom, he's yeah. rolling his sleeves up. Oh. He's pissed off. He's getting mad now.
The reigning champion. You know, I've never lost before. I mean, I have had to kill my entire creation.
Yeah, no, he had to do that once.
I've never lost recently before.
That was more like an oopsie civilization that he killed. You know, it's like, and it was that. Hey, Tom, that infancy. Yeah. That was like it was like in its infancy. One would say it's a zygote of a civilization. And he just went to the. He just had a procedure done to make sure that we didn't have another civilization that raised it. I mean, because you could kind of tell ahead of time. You know whether it's going to be a good or a bad civilization. If it's going to be hard to take care of. You go get it taken care of, and God
took
care of it.
Maybe he got the first civilization for Jesus, but Jesus was too young, and he was like, all right, I'll get you a civilization, but you have to feed it and walk it, and you got to remember, you can't forget. All right, you're not holding up to your end of the bargain. We're not
keeping it. When God killed his civilization, he had to walk past a bunch of people who spit on him and yelled at him for killing the civilization. Yeah, all a bunch of
standing outside with shitty signs.
Exactly, they had a little fucking one of those megaphones, and they're screaming at him. He had to go to a different state to have the abortion for his civilization. He had to actually travel to a different state because in his state they had to show him a sonogram of the civilization, and they didn't want to do that.
You know, yeah. if it's a legitimate civilization, God has ways of shutting that down.
He just shuts it right down. Shuts the whole civilization down. It's very true. Okay, here we go.
Then you come against God himself.
Hey now, hold on a second. Whoa. That's a caliente. That's a caliente. Do you come against God himself? I'm down. All right.
This morning they had a little pillow talk as well.
They had a pillow talk, and then later on he's dodging jizz. You know what I mean? Things escalate quickly.
And then you come against God himself, and you pick a fight with God. And so I saw big tech companies. This is what the Lord said to me this morning. He said big tech companies will begin to crumble if they continue to come against God's anointed.
Look, I will come against God and God's anointed. I have an anointed fetish. What do you want? Yeah. I'm just going to come against them. And the good thing is they're anointed, so it just slips right off. You know what I mean? It doesn't stay there. It just
makes
slides
it way
right
easier
off.
To come if they're all fucking lubed up first.
Exactly. That's why I have the fetish, Tom.
That's it.
You just pour like baby oil on a twister mat. I'm shooting all over the place. You kidding me? It's like a
slick
fucking machine gun in here. It's like a machine gun in here. Hold on a second. What's this one say?
Somebody please smother this guy with a MyPillow.
When the Lord speaks through his prophets and prophetic people, it is his own.
His prophet and prophetic people?
That seems redundant again.
Yeah. Prophetic people isn't as good as the village people, I don't think. Prophetic people, they're all dressed the same. They don't have any. There's no like Indian or any of that stuff. Just all the same. Sorry,
but they
Native
always
American.
Know exactly how many tickets they're going to sell.
They know how much Ticketmaster's getting, for sure.
Words, and they will not return void. So when the flesh...
They won't return Boyd? Who's Boyd? What are we talking about?
Like
Hold
Boyd
on.
Crowder from Justified?
Yeah, Boyd Crowder, Justified, exactly.
Now, that was a good show. That was a great show.
I didn't finish it. I never got to the
really?
End.
Oh, really?
I got to like season 7 and I petered out. I was like,
Has a great ending? That's a
Does
great
it?
Show. Yeah, it's
I'll,
a great
maybe
show.
I'll finish it. I'm on the last season. Love. I kind of stopped. I just was like, it's okay. But it was... I got to say, though, good show in the sense that he did everything you wanted him to do all the time. He did, and he's and he acts exactly like a cop because he doesn't care at all about any of the rules. He just does whatever he wants, shoots people, beats people up. And you're like, no, I believe him as a cop. Absolutely.
Hey, Boyd is a great villain.
Yeah, Boyd is a great villain. I will say this, though. Boyd looks like my brother that I don't like. So every time I see him, I see my brother. And so I really don't like the character or the guy. I just look at him and think, looks like my fucking stupid brother. I fucking hate that guy. He's got the same hairline. It's the exact same hairline.
The receding.
All right, here we go. This guy here has got a receding hairline too. The one on the left.
Prophets and prophetic people. It is his own words and they will not return void. So when the flesh and the way that seems right to a man, which is like leaning on your own understanding, stands against the Lord's words or those he's chosen as mouthpieces.
Okay, I don't understand any of that. That sounds like a poetry reading in Chicago. Hold on a second. Let me listen to this again. It's not that bad. You're right. Okay, hold on. Let's hear.
The flesh and the way that seems right to a man. Which is like leaning on your own understanding, stands against the Lord's words or those he's chosen as mouthpieces. They basically pick a fight with the reigning champion, and that's just going to bring a KO. And so God's going to walk out. He's going to wipe out everything that comes against what he's preparing to release, is the third great awakening.
Hey now. Third great awakening. He's going to awaken all the third graders.
What is a third grade awakening? Is that after nap time for 8-year-olds?
Okay, Tom, serious question. Third great awakening happens. How many third graders can you beat up to survive? How many third graders can you take? It's like one of those questions like, would you rather fight a horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses or something? Like, which
third graders are what, 7 or 8?
8 years old. Right? Is that right? 8? I was 8 when I was... Because you're 5 in kindergarten. Yeah.
They're not armed or anything?
No, no, they're just, it's just the third great awakening. They just woke up. They just, yeah. It's just nap time.
Four dozen.
You're just throwing them over buildings. Boom.
They're so little.
No, they're so small. They're so little.
The only reason you stop at four dozen is because at some point you're just tired.
It's like at a certain point you have to stop eating canapes. It's the same reason you stop beating up fourth graders. Third grader. Same reason. Same exact reason. All right, chat. A number. Everybody's got to type in a number of how many third graders you could beat in the third grade awakening. I want to see numbers here. 4 to 5 dozen. That's good.
Yeah,
okay.
I think that's a good number.
4 to 5 dozen's a lot. And, you know, if they all come at you at one time, it's going to be tough. But I think, you know, you got to make sure you keep your distance. You got to use your reach. 69. I don't know about that. That's a little risque number for a third grader. I think we're going to skip that one. 32. That's a good number. I like that one.
I third like grade answer. Zombie apocalypse. You should never stop eating canapes.
I figure I'm in for a dozen. I got a dozen in me. I could definitely take a dozen, a whole dozen, probably a whole class worth. Baker's especially dozen? if I'm in a classroom setting, because then I could keep the desk between me and say four of them.
Think about that.
You know what I mean? I could get a little. I could do a juke move once in a while because they're clumsy kids. I just move. I'll juke one of them. I'll do the I'll do a Madden spin move, and then he'll fall down. I'll grab one and just throw one. You know, they're only like 40, 50 pounds.
That's
it's nothing.
Thing, I was just thinking in terms anything. Of just reps. You're just grabbing and throwing.
Just like, keep on. Yeah, you just keep. Yeah. Exactly. You just keep throwing them around. It's not a big. You could juggle them at a certain point. You know, it's not a big deal. All right. That's going to be it for today. We've got still some show to record, so we got to go, guys. Thank you for joining us on our actual night. We'll be back next week. I don't know what we're doing, but we're doing some fun stuff. We'll do something fun. So come check it out. Come hang out with us next week on Thursday night. And make sure you thumbs up and like and whatever it is that you like wherever you're at. And Ian, post the clip show in the chat so we can post the clip show so that people can like the clip show. The clip channel has all the clips and all the stuff that we've done is clipped out. So you could share those with other people. Also, someone, I need the chocolate cake. Here's the thing, guys. I recorded the chocolate cake this week. But the last camera, the far camera, broke on the last scene. And so I recorded a 2 hours worth of cake stuff. And I have to mix it differently because I only have the close camera for most of it. So I don't want to do a far shot and then end with just a close camera. So I've got to kind of figure something out. So I will try to post it this week. I don't want to throw it away, but one of the files got corrupted when I was moving it from the thing to the other.
Isn't the solution to make another cake?
I mean, I could, but then I got to film it all again. And my camera woman is mad at me, so I don't want to do that. She's got to film it twice. She's going to be mad at me, so I don't want to do that. You know, I'm already wasting her Saturday.
Make her a cake.
I'm already wasting her whole Saturday. So, but yeah, check out the clip channel. Check out the other stuff, and I will post that. But I'm going to have to do a voiceover with a close camera, I think, for most of it. So what it's probably going to be. But it turned out great, and it's a great recipe. So I'll do it. You'll be able to check it out. Maybe next week. I'll probably try to finish it this weekend. All right. So do the liking, subscribing stuff and come visit us next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.
All right. Watermelon. What's going on with this watermelon?
What's the deal with the watermelon?
Ian, what's up with the watermelon?
And then nothing was said because nothing happened. Thank you for listening and watching. Don't watch the live stream. Well, do watch live streams in general, but don't watch the end of this one. Thank you. Okay, goodbye.